My first guest is on the line. She is Tali Nate. She probably needs no introduction at all, but just in case you've been sleeping for the last 20, 30 years, she is the founder and executive director of the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center. And her work has earned global recognition. And here comes the crux of it, including a new honor, the Decoration of Honor for Services to the Republic of Austria. This was awarded to her in October in recognition of her outstanding contribution to Holocaust education and memory. What a privilege it is to have you chatting to us, Tali, and our guest. Congratulations is the best place to start.
Thank you so much, Simon. I'm thrilled that you invited me to speak about this award that is not only going to me, it's going to the whole team that is doing an amazing job at the Johannesburg Holocaust and Genocide Center every year, every year, every day.
So let's get into a little more detail because this is the first opportunity we've really had to talk about you, not about a date or an event, but about you. Firstly, what does this recognition mean to you personally?
So it was such a surprise when the ambassador of Austria called me and said, that I am going to get from the president of Austria this decoration of honor in gold, which is the highest honor, cultural honor of Austria. It is meaningful personally on many levels. It is recognition of Austria that was a country of perpetrators that recognized its perpetrator past very late in the 1990s only, that they now really look at Holocaust education and at memory of that time and recognize it. So on professional level, it was really important. But also on a personal level, my family comes from an area that was controlled by the Austrian Empire. And that is where my grandmother, Leonora Lea Turner, was born. Then it became Poland. And sadly, of course, she was murdered in August of 1942 in Belzec, one of the killing centers, together with her two daughters, my two aunts. So to think about my family that is originally through the partition of Poland, belonged to the Austrian Empire. And now the Austria of today is recognizing the memory of that horrific period of the Shoah. So professionally and personally, I think it was very, very meaningful. And of course, amazing to get that honor from the president of Austria all the way in South Africa. It's quite unbelievable.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Tali. I mean, don't we fly under the radar? There are Holocaust museums in New York and Chicago. They're going to build a new one. I mean, really well-funded, massive museum memories all over the world. South Africa, how did it say testament to the kind of work that you and your team are doing here?
I think so. I think the South African community, and of course the Jewish community, can be very, very proud of the work. I think really important work that is done in South Africa. The first center, of course, was the Cape Town Center. The Cape Town Holocaust Center opened in 1999, founded by Myra Osron, and started to do amazing work all the 25, 26 years that it is in existence. Durban Center, headed by Mary Klug, joined, and we are the new kid on the block. Of course, we opened only in 2019 officially, but worked tirelessly since we started the idea together with Gerald Leisner and many, many other, Michael Katz and many others, to start this center. I think we're doing important work that is recognized around the world, the way we are teaching thousands and thousands of schools. The curriculum in South Africa, of course, include the study of Nazi Germany and the Holocaust since 2007. And this is not something that we can take for granted. It's taught every year to 14, 15 years old, grade 9s, again to grade 11s, those that are choosing history. And we're doing it differently. We are using new methodologies. We are using survivors' testimonies. We are using amazing exercises that we created here in South Africa. And you know, Simon, and our listeners, you can be proud because these resources are used all around the world, from Canada to the United States to Europe, in Rwanda, in other countries in Africa. We are invited to present in places like Senegal. Our survivors spoke, Lionel Fleece spoke in Nairobi this year at the UN Regional Office for 400 representatives on 27th of January, Auschwitz Liberation Day. He's again invited to speak the next 27th of January in Kigali, Rwanda. So our reach is really universal all the way from South Africa. And the people working in Cape Town, Durban, and of course Johannesburg are doing amazing, amazing, amazing work.
That's it's good to hear. And I'm just thinking that the addition of this award that must put you kind of on a world stage now, hopefully that'll assist you in your outreach programs, wherever they may be it education or influencing the public understanding of genocide or whatever it is. So, very important award. And I must say, I feel a sense of nachas and pride as a South African that you, on behalf of us, won that award. Why do you think that remembering the Holocaust and teaching about genocide matters, not just for Jewish people or survivors, but for all South Africans?
I think it's so important for all South Africans, but also even beyond. We all know that the Second World War and the Holocaust, which was a global war, I sometimes need to remind people that it was a global war, including the African continent. There were camps on the African continent, from Senegal to Libya to the camp in Mauritius, where 1,581 Jews were kept for 4 years and 7 months in prison, in concentration camp, until they were released in August of 1945. So this history touches us all. It was such a brutal genocide. I mean, the word genocide was invented by Raphael Lemkin during that period. We would not even have a word. It was invented in 1944 from Latin and Greek put together, because Raphael Lemkin, that was Polish Jewish lawyer from Lviv, he saw what was going on in history and started to see it actually when the Christian Armenians were butchered by the Ottoman Empire, and then the pogroms, and then the Holocaust, and then invented the word. And then actually the whole term, law, and so on developed. So much of the last 80 years, what we know of our world order, from NATO to so much more, was developed after the Second World War. It's really so important for us to learn about history, but also to learn from history, which we fail, of course, many, many times, but it doesn't mean that we have to give up. I think history has a lot to teach us, and an award such as that, I think, opens many, many doors to us in South Africa to continue to evolve, create new methodologies, be invited by international bodies to contribute. And we are, for example, our head of education, CAF, was just in Auschwitz, invited to develop new educational tools with the best museums in the world. I'm part of an EU commission to recognize sites of the Holocaust in the future, which is legacy for South Africans, but for the world entire. So I think this award will assist us to continue this very important work.
That's a great place to leave it. Tali Neitz, once again, mazal tov, congratulations on the well-deserved recognition, and no doubt we'll chat again soon.